Proverbs for the day, April the 21st, Proverbs 21, verses 5 and 6. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. When we take these thoughts from the book of Proverbs daily, and we do that, you know, year in and year out, these thoughts go with us. As we look into them a little bit, then the depth of the truth goes with us. And that's what this is about, this exercise in Proverbs for the day. We'll do three things here in the two verses. First, thoughts that lead to something. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. Thoughts that lead to something. When they are doing tactical work, and it's a life and death situation, and accuracy is important, timing is important, the Navy SEALs have a saying that slow is fast. Slow is fast. Now, they don't mean moving like a turtle, but they mean moving deliberately. And they take great diligence to learn how to move deliberately. And that is the picture painted here when it says the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. That's like this. The diligent person thinks with an eye to doing something. Now, they don't rush off and do it. They look at it from that standpoint. For example, they count the cost. They will look at the motive. In counting the cost, they'll look at all the angles of what it's truly going to cost. I remember a fellow one time was asked a fellow how much a certain kind of boat would cost, and he told him, and it was a fair bit of money. He said, but that's not the big issue. He said, it's going to cost you $30,000 a year to keep it somewhere and keep it upkept. And Phil had never thought of that. And so the diligent, the thoughts of the diligent, tend only to plenteousness, because the diligent has learned and applies discipline to his mind, to his thoughts. And that's where it's real important for you and I to keep in mind that thoughts that lead to something are going to have to be thoughts that come out of a diligent mind. For example, contrast that with the other half of the verse. But of everyone that is hasty, only to want. So the thoughts of the hasty, they end up wanting. They end up without. They end up behind. They end up without accomplishing things. So there are thoughts that lead to something. Then there are thoughts that leap to anything. If you keep in mind chapter 19 over here, verse 2, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. So everyone that is hasty only to want, so hasty thoughts, that is hasty to buy or build or borrow. Hasty never really ever gets a conviction about what it's going to do, so it can walk away from it way too easily and it doesn't prepare for it. So there are thoughts that leap to anything. No telling what that person might get up to. And so here he uses it about a hasty person. You know, hasty is not ever going to save you time. Haste makes waste. There's no doubt about that. It does. Speed, true speed, will save time. So they say slow is fast. In other words, deliberate and diligent. But there are only 24 hours in the day. And because of that, you have to choose, what will I do with each minute and hour and segment of my day? Now, if you've got, on the one hand, thoughts that lead to something, then you also have these thoughts that leap to anything. And when they leap to anything, they end up with want. So if you have to have, if you happen to have one of those kind of personalities or attitudes or learned it, you ought to work on it. If you're more diligent, occasionally the thing that'll get you is when you're not diligent. So it's not a matter of having to analyze every single thing and not a matter of not obeying God. It's a matter of the fact that it takes diligent thinking, works through it, willing to work with it. Now, that brings us then also to the idea that not only are there thoughts that lead to something and thoughts that leap to anything, but there's thoughts that lie about everything. Verse 6, the getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. It will come back on you, and it will come back on the one who lies. with a lying tongue, getting treasures by lying tongue. Now, there have been many a person, man or woman, who have made a good hunk of money by lying, just by flat out lying about it, by a lying tongue. Now, let's take this word lie for a minute, L-I-E, a lie, to tell a lie. Let me give you a few definitions from Webster's, and I want you to think about something as a Christian. One, of course, is something like a criminal falsehood. A criminal falsehood. The intent is criminal. It's openly criminal. It's a criminal falsehood. But then there's also the idea, and it's called this in your Webster's dictionary, it's called this in your Bible, and that is, it's a lie, is also called false doctrine. In other words, they know and tell a lie. Now, the difference is this. One is a criminal falsehood. The other is just as wicked. It's just you find it differently. For example, in 1 John 2, he said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And so, understand that there are things that our Bible teaches us that are false doctrine. And they are lies. Okay? And then thirdly, quickly, a lie is a criminal falsehood, a false doctrine. And then there's a lie that is defined like this. That which deceives or disappoints confidence, it is a deceptive process or processes. And so our proverb warns us, if you get treasure by a lying tongue, that is by deceptive practices or disappointing other people's confidence at the end of the deal or at the end of the scam, we might call it, then that's a lie. And there are thoughts that can lie about everything. You know, the getting of treasure by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. Many a person has gotten something that was very valuable. It might have been monetary value. Might have been spiritual value. Might have been, you know, earthly, of some heavenly value. In other words, it was had a spiritual value to it, and they got it by a lying tongue. And they deceived somebody. Well, you can be sure, according to this passage, God will settle it up. He'll take care of it. He is not going to let it go past there. So what's the lesson for us today? Let us be those whose thoughts lead to something. Let us remember there's a danger of our thoughts that leap to anything. And then there's the idea that thoughts that lie about everything. If we're not careful, we can get to that point and not even know it. May God use these things today.